Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. Hiya.
Morning.
She's striding out forcefully,
yeah,
isn't she?
It. Don't run like that, you'll hurt yourself.
No, well, I won't be able to, no. Running commentary with
Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning.
Well, this is lovely, isn't it? Because it's absolutely classic running commentary.
Yeah.
I think it's been a long time since we've done this.
I think it feels quite a while, yes.
It's November 30th, and we're heading north up the Parkland Walk. Under the last of the autumn leaves.
At a gentle pace.
Very gentle pace under your gentle legs. And it's been bitterly cold for a few days, but it's warmer today.
It's not so much
today. It's more classic London winter.
It's quite nice. And just before we started recording, for some reason, I don't know why, we started talking about that very strange Instagram post of Madonna.
Yes. It's quite bizarre, sort of.
It's
because me and Rachel Aaron Cullen were having a bit of banter about it. And I was just saying, don't get stuck under the bed. But why was she stuck under the bed?
I don't know.
It's like, surely that's a bit crass to just do a picture of your bum. Tell you what,
I reckon
I'll be stuck under the bed.
I reckon it's an excuse to show her ass. That's what I
think. Oh, you've cracked the code.
Yeah, but what a bizarre concept. But, I mean, we're all talking about it.
Yeah, it shows that...
It shows the genius of Madonna in a way, isn't it? Still at 65.
But also, he's like 63. And he also had another picture where she was coming out of a bra and Instagram banned it. He's like, how dare you? It's like, Madonna, it's porn. Right. They don't have any. It's one rule for them, etc.
Will they show it when she finds out what she was looking for under a bed, I wonder?
No, you're thinking of Bono.
The big reveal.
He still hasn't found what he's looking for. And it's under the bed. Yeah. But still, nice ass. On Bono, I wasn't being sexist. I have to say, that wasn't the beginning of the conversation I'd imagined.
No worries.
That's nice. It's good to run for ourselves, isn't it?
It is. Ooh. And how have you been?
Yeah, good.
What went on?
I had an absolutely lovely weekend, because it was my birthday.
Of course, happy birthday. Well done.
But I was a bit poorly last week. I remember when you saw me, I had a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
And I kind of got worse. It's been quite rough for a couple of days.
Right.
So I had to... But I did... I followed up my lateral flow test with a PCR test.
Right.
Put my mind at rest.
Yeah.
But in terms of our weekly discussions, I missed an hour's exercise and about 10 miles of running.
Okay.
Which from here does sound like nothing. But at the time,
yes.
You know, it really gave me the fear.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Yesterday when I went for my first run in maybe 5 days and did my exercises and felt good. It's all so obvious objectively, but in my own head... It's like, wow, I'm consistently fit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't if I...
You know, you've done an awful lot of...
I think you do. I know you understand, but, you know, as someone who used to never be fit and used to carry much more weight,
yeah,
there is a subconscious idea that if I stop, if I take my foot off the pedal for 48 hours...
You're going to lose it.
It'll just pop like a bubble and it'll all be gone.
Back to zero.
Yeah, so from actually off this morning...
Well, let me just wind this around the thing just so I don't...
Yeah. It's a bit... Even though I'm not completely better, I'm still... But I feel really good about it because
good.
It just gave me a clear insight into my ongoing fitness.
Yeah, absolutely, which is there, which you've bedded down over the last couple of years, really.
Let's face it, we haven't had any...
Big breaks over the last couple of years.
It's no surprise, really, is it? But on the other hand, it's just amazing the things we can tell ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
How the mirror we hold up to ourselves cannot be very representative at all sometimes. So yeah, that's me, and I'm back. Although my
I'm back.
I won't ask you where you're at, and
but I will say, back.
I just keep announcing things I'm going to do, and then plans change. Don't
right.
They? But anyway, how about you? Because you've been away.
I've been away. Well, we'll do the running first. This is my second run since I saw you last Wednesday. So it's
what was the other one?
So it's Tuesday. It was on a treadmill in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Like so many runs.
Yes.
Why was you on today? Oh, I was on a treadmill that day.
Yeah. Flew to Abu Dhabi.
Same old.
Purely for the treadmill. And it's got to be said, it was quite stiff, actually. I don't know whether that was sort of post-flight. It feels better today.
Yep.
I'm just taking it day by day.
How long did you do on the treadmill?
I did about 20 minutes, in various sort of inclines and whatever. Yeah. I did a bit of swimming when I was there.
Trying to do it at the beginning and
try to loosen it up. And today I warmed up for about 20, 25 minutes before I came out.
Yeah.
And it feels fairly loose now, feels okay.
That's good, the warming up.
That's all you can do. I mean, it's just sort of a few strengthening exercises when I wake up.
So, recap.
Trying to exercise my glutes, but without going on one of those YouTube things that wants to work up your booty.
I've got a tip.
Getting the right.
What you have to do is pretend to yourself that you've lost something under the bed.
That'll be great.
And then just lean in and just flex, flex, flex.
That's actually given me a bit of an idea.
Get your ring
later
on
today. Have you seen Tonk's version?
Oh my god! The internet is broken.
Yeah.
So you did about 3.5 the other day, and basically I think that the short version of what I'm about to say is sensible, careful steps,
softly, loosey-goosey, lots of stretching.
You did 3.5 the other day and you look fine.
Going for a massage.
And today we're going on soft surfaces.
And it'll be about 3.5-4 today.
Yeah, just another half mile on it kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's just all good.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, and... Yeah, I mean, my knee still hurts. I mean, it doesn't hurt now, actually, but it's...
Yeah.
I mean, you've talked about it to me for years, when you sit down and then you stand up and your knee hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm like that.
Yeah,
it's new to me.
And is it the side of your knee? Is it your right?
It's the side of my knee.
Classic running injury.
Right. And what's to be done?
Have you got a roller? Foam roller?
No, not really, no.
It's quite awkward using one of those.
Right.
But basically, it's a way of giving yourself a deep tissue massage. I've got one, you can borrow mine. You put it on the floor, you need a proper one ideally.
Yeah.
Although I suppose you can do things. I think people, listeners will get in touch and say, tennis ball!
Yeah.
Or whatever. The tennis ball I think is good for the underside of your foot. But the key thing is, you have it on the floor, it means you can bear your weight on top of it.
Right.
So foam roller for the side of your knee.
Yeah.
It's quite an extreme example of that, you know. Imagine you've got a tennis ball under your foot while you're sitting in a chair.
Yes.
You can imagine that massage, can't you?
Yeah, that's nice.
But stretch that. Now you're lying on the floor. There's nothing under the bed.
Yeah.
You're on your side.
Yeah.
But you've got the roller under your leg, on the outside of your leg.
Nice, okay.
And then you kind of roll yourself along the roller to get a kind of upside down deep tissue massage.
Okay.
And that might help.
Yeah.
That's what people do. There's people, you know, I don't know. No,
people are constantly, I mean and runners get very good at self-care, don't they?
Exactly. And you know what works and what doesn't. And you can see what the principle of that is. You're basically trying to give it a deep stretch.
Yeah.
So do that. But I'll lend you my foam roller so you can have a go.
Well, I can purchase one.
Yeah, but they are overpriced for what they are. And if it doesn't work for you...
Yeah.
You're like, great, 30 quid, and it's in the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, nice.
So, I know we joke about your commitment to monetizing your recovery.
Well, this was...
But in this case...
Saving the planet, Rob.
I'll lend you the roller. That's right.
Yeah.
So, well, I've got a running question for you.
Go on, then.
Currently, I think with reasonably, I'd say steady mileage rather than high mileage, but, you know, full mileage.
Yeah.
And the occasional fast run or hill sesh, I find that I am feeling, not in a painful way, just in a using them way.
Right.
Their muscles on top of my knees. What are we talking about? Quads?
The quads.
Yeah, on the front of my legs.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm... Hey, lucky leaf, I caught that. It's another leaf-based interruption. But that just fell on my hand. I caught it. That's really good
luck. Lucky leaf!
You know my superstitions.
Lucky leaf!
Yes! Come on! It's just a normal-sized leaf fits. So right into
lucky
my left
normal
hand.
Normal size leaf.
With the left. Put it in the pocket. No, nice thing with a lucky leaf is you put it in your pocket and then you get the extra treat of a pocket full of powder later
nice,
on.
Nice, nice. So go on then, your quads. You got in a bit of stiffness, are you?
No, not even stiffness. What the question is, when I'm going uphill, when I'm going fast,
yeah,
and when even sometimes when I'm going steady, I kind of feel it there and I feel, watch out for this bike, I feel my gait, I feel myself not using the full straightness of my legs.
Right.
Kind of holding my knees forward.
Right, okay.
And keeping my weight kind of back.
Right.
And it feels like it's born of achy tiredness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It feels good. It feels like it might be making my technique help me more. I just don't know whether I'm losing form.
Or
gaining fitness and form.
I would suggest that you're probably gaining fitness and form because you seem sort of... You're pushing it a bit more, aren't you?
It's tidy, isn't it? And I also think it comes, you know, for... I've got these very rolly shoulders, but from the waist down, I've always had quite a tidy run. Do you know what I mean? My feet...
Yeah.
They're pretty neat underneath me. And I feel
which
like
is all important, of course.
It's a... It's an increasing of that. I think I first noticed it trying to go fast in the park run as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my instinct is that it's... That it's a good thing, but I just wanted to check your opinion on that.
Well, yeah, it just sounds like you're slightly using new muscles when you try to run a bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
In a different way. Please don't laugh. Please don't laugh.
We'll swap the mics for the dogs.
What a lovely person.
Yeah, great.
Just blatantly laughing at us, but in such a nice way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Laughing, going, are you recording? She might be doing the callback. It was a fun callback to the marathon last week.
Yeah.
He was saying, is it a radio show?
Yeah.
Is it live? Do you remember that?
I know what a podcast is.
Immediate disappointment right at the end of the London Marathon. Is it live? No. Well, it's not that good, is it? If it is my muscles kind of shifting and changing a little, as we hope.
Yeah.
Then the other thing that I think is good about that is... I think it's kind of post Vaporfly.
Right.
As we know, the thing the Vaporflies do is just, well, for me anyway, they just slightly tip your knees forward.
Yes.
So you use the back of your legs better, specifically
in my case,
the back of your thighs. And you can feel that. You know, you can feel it when you're running. And then afterwards, you feel it in the...
They push you into, as far as I understand it, on the one, into a sort of forefront. Strike.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So your knees are in front of
flexing in a different way.
Hips,
and
your toes are on the landing. And so then, you know, I took some time, came back after the marathons, and I went out, started running fast without my Vaporflies.
Yeah.
And I think now my body is trying to replicate that Vaporfly stance.
But without the Vaporfly.
And it's making the front of my legs catch up.
Right, right.
So I think that's what we're talking about here. But honestly, between that and me talking about foam rollers, if anyone knows anything about physio, they're listening to this show.
Oh my God! Nobody listened to these idiots! Yeah.
Stick your roller on your head.
What you do is...
jump up and down.
I'm pretty sure it's hurting because it's good.
Eat lots of jelly and then go for a swim.
Have you tried jam? I tell you, that nice woman with the dogs reminded me of something good I wanted to tell you about. Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
I was running up to Finsbury Park, same place I came today, yesterday. And coming up the hill there, there's a young guy going the other way. And I caught his eye and I gave him a smile. And he gave me a really nice smile back. And he
nice.
Kind of
like
pointed
it.
His fingers in a kind of showbizzy way. And I thought, oh, so friendly, that's really nice. And I was telling you all about it in my head. Anyway, I went back to that today and I realised, moments later, a friend phoned, Wendy Wason phoned.
All right.
Turned out she was walking in Finsbury Park with a friend and she was phoning from like 100 metres behind me.
All right.
Because she'd been trying to get my attention. So I turned around and stopped and had a chat with them. But I just realised now that guy I thought was all friendly was going, mate, there's a woman over there shouting for you. I'm pretty sure he was just going, you idiot. There are people there who want your attention. And I was like,
Open your eyes.
So friendly, aren't they? I must tell Paul.
Open your eyes.
So he wasn't doing the showbiz point, and I'm still the only person who does that. Damn it. Idiot!
Have you been gigging, talking about the showbiz? Showbiz
I had a lovely gig in Tamworth.
Alright, yeah, I was going to do that one.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, it was going to be us, but you left me to go there on my own. And yeah. I didn't do that, sadly.
Coach, did you coach it?
And you left me to go there alone.
Coach, car?
I took the train.
All right, okay.
And then stayed upstairs in a pub. And right. It was all good. It was a really nice gig. Lots of nice people. It's always nice, as you'll back this up. The nice thing about gigging now is we're so much more likely to meet running-related friends.
Yes, yeah, it is.
You know, the crossover with running commentary and and the books. And
yeah, that's lovely. That really is really nice. Yeah.
So
you had a few Tamworth mates.
Yeah, and I've got. There's actually a family runner, Ian Mullin, and his partner Nikki, who I've known since. You know, I just know them from coming to gigs.
Yeah.
But of course,
if we go here, we can go into the.
I'm going to get a picture of you going upstairs. It's good. This is lovely. As we come into Queenswood, the autumn leaves are still great, aren't they? Look at that. Don't fall. Don't do comedy. He's going to hurt himself. Nice. Look at my quads, they're throbbing.
Boo, boo.
If it hurts, it works.
But. So I've known these guys.
Yeah.
Well, they've got one of their kids is a daughter the same age as my kids.
Right.
So getting, you know, right in deep into teenage years.
Yeah.
And I've known her since she was a bump. Right. So it's nice to see them in Tamworth.
Nice, yeah. And the gig was good fun.
Gig was great fun.
Oh, that sounds good.
The other thing that happened there, though, I checked into the hotel. That makes it sound very.
Yeah.
I went to the pub.
Yeah.
Where my austere room was. And I had a drink. I had a quick drink.
Oh, yeah.
And because we didn't want to go out in the cold until it was time to get the bus back to town. Anyway, the reason I mention this is in the bar there. Now that's what I call Christmas.
Really?
I mean, this was December the 25th, November the 25th.
Wow.
So suddenly, and you know, I'm quite strict about this.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's all Jonah Louie and that's what was the other one I heard. Another one that, oh, Blooming the Mud, Lonely This Christmas.
Yeah, people are hitting it early.
And I suddenly thought, I went outside, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
I saw the International Space Station go over.
Right.
Either that or a star heading for Bethlehem.
Right.
And there were Christmas lights outside. People's houses on this residential road I had to walk up. Basically, surprise Christmas.
Yeah.
It could have been blooming December the 23rd, you know what I mean?
Bit of a little preview, yes.
Yeah, it was a.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop it, it just kind of turned up.
Yeah.
And it's.
That's nice, that's a nice moment.
Yeah, I was going to say it's tinged with sadness, but it's not really sadness because I always forget. And it's always been the case that the Christmas pop music, it's so. I mean, I find it so evocative, but it's so deeply. Hooked up with my dad.
Of course.
And always has been, you know.
Yeah.
Christmas again, when my dad put that tape of that album into the car, you know.
Yeah.
And even then, when I would first be driving or being driven by him, it was already nostalgic.
Yeah.
You know, we're already listening to the sounds of stuff, you're Shaking Stevens and Slade and Wizard, which were from,
you know,
15 years before. So suddenly I realised on this surprise flash of Christmas in Tamworth, I was reminded in a really nice way how Christmas is all about, when you're growing up, it's all about the people you miss, isn't it?
Yes, and it's all
about dad. And
families.
That's, it was actually. It sounds sad, but it was nice to be reminded of that. You know?
Yeah.
And then, must be an ether. I dreamt I saw my dad last night.
Did you really?
Which was really nice. I was in the car with him. He was giving me a lift.
Yeah.
So, you know, this kind of.
Yeah.
He was actually giving me a lift.
Driving
quite fast.
Christmas. Yeah.
Down a waggly road in front of a stately home, but I think that's because I saw an advert for Top Gear.
Right.
anyway, I heard a song yesterday, and in the dream, I wasn't playing him the song. I was saying, you know what song you'd like? And it's Rings Around the World by Super Furry Animals.
Really?
I said, it's like a psychedelic status quo. He was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. And then I woke up a bit more and I was like, damn it! But it's true, you would have liked it. You might have known it from 20 years ago. So.
I had a dream last night about Sophie Raworth.
Oh, okay.
And we were exchanging views on injuries and running returns. And
I see, she's your return to running angel.
Yeah, it was nice.
She's the right person.
It was nice, she was like this sort of reassuring angel. You can fix it. Just fix it.
Would you sit behind the desk? Tonight.
Tonight, on
Paul
the news.
Paul Tonkinson's leg.
Paul Tonkinson's chunky knee gets fixed.
Because that would be the number one headline this week, wouldn't it? Second up, Omicron. Yeah. Oh, nice. So, we've both been in touch with our spirit guides.
Yes. Yeah. We're coming into Highgate Wood now. Passing a lovely little wire dash down with his Christmas jumper on already.
And a man who may just have naturally disapproving eyes, but...
Really?
His look at your microphone was intense. I thought it was going to burn it off your face.
And completely unnecessary.
Yes. People do seem very microphone aware. Maybe our fluffy bits have got a little bit bigger with the cold weather.
We come in peace. We bear you no malice.
So apart from 20 minutes on the treadmill, what else happened, excuse me, in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, Abu Dhabi was great. It was just, obviously, very nice hotel, very warm, time on the beach and stuff.
Was it not just one brightly lit hotel room with no coffee and a weird smell above a pub where you could hear the locking?
It's pretty, not dissimilar, in the sense that it was a hotel, but it was... Of course, it's all about the gig.
Yeah.
And the gig was great. I mean, it was like 4,000 people in the Etihad Arena.
Oh, that's the same. That is the same as Tamworth at 7
Courts. A little bit of social distancing, but not much.
Yeah.
And just a really, really up for it crowd.
Did you have to do lots of... How was the protocols on the journey?
Not much. Just a bit of a mask on the way in. And that was it.
But yeah, the day they bring the masks back in, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And then there is that subgroup in the community, and I know it's not everyone, but you know, it is me, but it's not just me. You were saying we've got to wear masks on public transport in shops, and there is a percentage of the population going, yep, still were. I don't think this is, I want to be very clear, I'm not criticising any individuals. I think it's a lack of clear guidance from the government, because they never said don't, they just let people
I also think
slip.
It's very marginal as well. You look at Scotland and Wales, mass mandates, you look at Germany, mass mandates. I think...
Yeah, but if a lot of men go out on a date, then, there is going to be a transference of bodily fluids. Have I misunderstood what you mean by mass mandates?
I think it's a little bit... I'm not so sure that the conflict it causes is worth it.
It's like old times, isn't it?
But,
anyway, you're in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, and it was great. The gig was fantastic. Really global, really international crowd. Everyone up for it. I did 20 minutes before Michael, and they were there straight away.
Yeah.
They were just laughing massively.
Always nice when you're starting the gig.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great. After the first line, you get in laughs, you think... Just relaxing and having fun with a massive crowd. It was great.
Yeah, lovely.
Great. And obviously, something I hadn't experienced for a long time.
No, but on the other hand, it's like, for people listening, you know, when we're trying to get the inside experience of comedy, the great thing about a big crowd, about a crowd that numbers in the four figures...
I'm gonna go on there.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, it's just...
Jump on the step. Is that they're totally playable.
Yeah, totally.
You think, that must be terrifying. And it really isn't. It's the opposite, isn't it?
Because once you get your head around it, occasionally...
Once you're in it...
Occasionally, you get a sort of... massive build-up of pressure halfway through a setup.
Yeah.
And you think, I'm just going to forget everything.
Yeah.
But quickly dissolved. And then it's just the relief of it, you know, once you've had a good gig like that, including the Mac, and then we went to a beach bar by the hotel.
And we both doing new stuff, I suppose.
Bits and bobs of new stuff, old stuff. A real mix.
As big as your head.
Yeah, just a real mix.
Yes.
And... Yeah, it was great. And then a nice little beach bar afterwards, and then really drunk on the plane on the way back.
That's the way to do it.
Which is...
And was that on Sunday?
No, we came back on Saturday, actually.
Oh, that's right, because the Middle East weekend is a Friday-Saturday thing, isn't it?
Yeah. He sort of He seems to magically be able to have three champagnes and then stop drinking. And I see that
it's not magic, it's just self-control.
Yeah, yeah. I see that as a launch pad
yep.
to find the weepiest film you can find
yeah, yeah.
on the plane and down a bottle whilst weeping.
Yeah, and of course we have to remind ourselves that you were in the bit of the plane where you get full-size glass bottles.
Yeah, yeah, it's free. It's all
for
free.
For a minute there I was thinking, you know, that you're... To match it on a plane, a two-bottle sundae would have to be 36 teeny-weeny bottles.
No. This is... And it's all... It's a northerner in first class, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but on the way back, it was like... I was chatting to a mate about it, and she was like, no, but you never know whether you're drinking. You're really good at masking it. I said, well... McIntyre was sending me pictures of me going through customs with my mask over my eyes. Do you know what I mean? I was that level.
Yeah,
I was running into walls, sort of slapstick sort of piss. So
it's actually quite easy to say.
Yeah, it was easy to say. So a lot of fun. But I would like to, if possible, just not drink so much red wine on first class, just to.
Yeah. Well,
just because I don't want to, you know.
At least, in fact, it's not.
I don't want to outstay my welcome.
Even with your showbiz mates, you don't go to first class that often, do you?
No. Oh God, no.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With the Mac thing, of course, I'm... The only time I'm ever in first light in my life is with him.
Yeah.
And
you know what it's like? It's like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And you're Brad Pitt. And he's Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's a little bit like that. Yeah,
incredibly, you know, as you know, when he's not at work, he's suddenly shy and unconfident and kind of self-doubting and stutters. And,
taking
and
on
you,
Bruce
of course,
Lee.
What people don't know, have superhuman strength and combat skills.
But it's more that... And he's fine about it, actually. He finds it, he was laughing and whatever, but... Yeah, it's more...
You don't want to wait until you get to the line.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also more of like... Sometimes when you're travelling with him, things happen. Like someone's a bit weird or something. And you need to be... You don't want to be part of the problem.
You want to be part of the solution. Well, you're on duty to a certain extent.
To a certain extent,
you're a companion.
Yeah. And I'm a mate, and he's cool with that.
And even
like,
sober, you're not much of a companion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if something happens, it's like... Send in for that... Drunk bloke with a mask over his eyes running into the wall.
He'll know what to do.
He can sort this slightly socially awkward situation out. So yeah, it's the it's the altitude, isn't it? Makes you a bit giddy as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I blame that.
it's funny, isn't it? Writing in the counterpoint to the actual alcohol. You know what my friend was taking the mickey out of his wife because he always says it was a bad was the bad olive. Or
right, yeah.
I had a bad pint. The best one is when you get food poisoning from the drink you had.
Yeah.
Not alcohol poisoning, food poisoning. But whether it's the ice in the amaretto, the attitude of the plane, proof of the wine.
It was that last glass that
just
did
the wine, I think. It's the wine. Well, I had lots of drinks this weekend. But actually, because it's my birthday, I think that it was quite steady and healthy, you know.
Yeah,
so I kept genuinely having treaty drinks and going, oh, that was lovely, and then not drinking for, well, the rest of the day it's a bit strong, but you know.
There was lots of outdoorsy stuff going on, wasn't there? I've seen some photos.
Yeah, caught up with some friends for a walk on the heath, which was lovely.
Nice, yeah.
And also, on Friday, Julia took me to, we went to the newly reopened Courtauld Gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Which was excellent, really good.
Nice.
And then we walked across to Skylon, you know, the bar in the Royal Festival Hall.
Right, okay.
And had the first cocktail of the weekend.
Nice, beautiful.
We were saying, we're not that rich at the moment, so let's not go out for lunch.
Yeah.
So instead we went to Skylon and had cocktails, which I've got to tell you, financially, it was a very similar deal.
Took a bit of a hit, yeah.
But it was fantastic. We sat looking towards the bridge and a rainbow appeared and hung in the air for like 10 minutes, pointing at the point where we'd just been and the point where we got engaged.
Beautiful.
So it's quite romantic.
Yeah, that's gorgeous, yeah.
And then...
that's worth it.
And that was a really good vodka martini. And then we went to a party, someone else's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
And
what, a house party?
No, it was in a private room at a club in the West End.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, it was good.
Bit of swank.
Showbiz.
Bit of swank going on.
Yeah, the drink there. In fact, I'd actually completely forgotten about that.
Right.
But let's just put simply, my experience there was quite similar to your experience on the plane.
Right.
It was all free, and by the end of the night, I had to watch myself.
Brilliant, yeah. Free booze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are there any two better words in the English language? Or more dangerous?
Yeah, exactly. And then, so I didn't go to Hampstead Heath Park Run on Saturday.
Oh, you missed it?
It's because I wasn't well last week.
Yeah.
And I was hanging.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate for a friend who did go, I think at least partly on my recommendation, and said, Rob, missed you. It's hillier than you'd made. I think I said how hilly it was, but I was feeling quite gleeful about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that that's misleading, because my glee was pleasant surprise during the park run. Those hills were a nightmare.
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
Talking.
I mean, it's basically five hills, although he quite reasonably described it as it's several laps all uphill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Esher, MC Esher's park run.
Continuous hill. Talking about glees, they've cancelled Cardiff Glee this weekend, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah, because all the comics are like worried about
going in and out of Wales.
Well, no, the Omicron.
Yeah.
Just the general. But the staff have got ill with it.
Yeah, right.
With the COVID, so. But a few people are getting a bit nervy about Christmas cancellations. We're meant to be going to Norway this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see how that maps out, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I got a gig. Picked up a gig last week in Brussels.
All right.
Me and my wife are going just before Christmas.
Right.
Be lovely, but I can't see that happening at this rate.
Maybe. We'll
see. Is it supposed to be a 24-hour trip? If there's any kind of quarantining.
Yes, just can't do it.
We can't do it. But, you know.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Fortune favours the prepared. Have you read The Lost Art of Running by Shane Benzie?
I've actually got that book, but I've lost it around the house.
Ah.
Which is a bit of a shame.
Well, Colin Wallace on Twitter said it's really been helping with coming back from injury.
Yes,
I recommended it for you.
Yeah.
Specifically saying, much cheaper than physio.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could really appeal to you.
Yeah, I will.
It's still not helping in your wallet.
I'll have a look at that. Yeah, I will.
But I didn't know that that book would help with that, so that's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a nice double meaning, isn't it? Because the Lost Art of Running sounds interesting and backwards looking, but it's also can be a personal journey.
I stuck it in a pile somewhere, and I can't seem to find it, but I'll forage around and find that one.
The good thing is that if you run up and downstairs looking for it, you also get some good exercise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the guy at Bloomsbury, I think it's a Bloomsbury book, actually.
Right.
He's putting me in touch with a guy one of the guys connected with the book to help me, because of course I had a meal with them last week.
Yeah. Was there wine?
Did I tell you? No, there wasn't. Well, there was for them, but I didn't. And
yeah, but I think that you mentioned it in passing, but this will be when you said, look, I might not be running the Marquis de Sade in 2020.
I was chatting about the slightly awkward thing of agreeing to write the next book, which is predicated on me doing loads of running, when it seems at the moment that my body won't accept me doing loads of running.
Yeah.
They weren't that interesting. It has to be said that I was hoping they'd say, oh, just write whatever you know, it's all journey. And but they were more like, no, we'll get you, we'll find people to sort you out. They're still, they're keen on the adventure part.
Yes, of course.
Of the run, of course, as you would be.
Yeah, yeah.
As I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just whether you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Particularly if that's the concept it's sold on. You know, it's like...
Well, it's sort of...
It's like when you were... Because there's a corollary with the fact that you pitched your sub-3 marathon, which was brilliant, because that meant that at one level, you blackmailed yourself into having to do a sub-3 marathon.
Well, absolutely, yeah. That sort of... Yeah, and that came after I'd sort of... I don't know whether it came after I'd actually run it, but yeah, it was...
Yeah, yeah.
In my mind, it became... To write a book which you really want to write about, you've got to beat sub-3 for the marathon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it sort of all became one. It was nice. Yeah. It was a nice little secondary motivation, you know.
Yeah, a bit like the Spice Girls at Christmas when 2 become 1.
Yeah, very similar to
me. Yeah.
And, I thought that because the first book was basically, they wanted a sort of slightly showbiz, beautiful, isn't it? Slightly showbizy book, a bit of tittle-tattle, a bit of running. And I gave them something different, so I'm wondering whether I might be able to give them something different.
Yeah, well, I think it's working out what. That's interesting, because it is interesting what people want from books and how it affects what we're doing and what we're up to.
Yeah.
And I've actually had an idea for a book that we should do, but I'm going to tell you about that when we're off duty, because I don't want to make light of it. I've got to pitch it to you. I should basically plan my pitch like Richard Grant what's the film called? The Player. The moment is devastating.
This is an amazing little run today, isn't it?
It's
just
stunning.
With all the leaves. And
I keep going out talking about the heath.
This late autumn.
We've just been around Highgate
for just a little bit. Through.
Something about the feels like the leaves are hanging onto the trees this year. So even
like
as winter kicks in, they're just still, the colour and the blend is just...
It's amazing,
isn't
it?
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's
And
really
as I was saying yesterday on the Running Tracks radio, that Queen's Wood is so gorgeous because it's just it's the Secret Valley version. It's just the forest, you know, there's no less people, there's no cricket pitch, no cafe.
Yeah.
It's like a best kept secret type
view. It really is nice, yeah.
I did... for the Running Chats Radio, I did the story of my life in songs, which, frankly, I sort of bottled on while I was doing it.
Okay.
So this is a little bit egotistical, anyway, but so I hope people enjoy that. And also, you know, there's a lot of 80s slap bass.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's where it all began. But yeah, no, I'm sure I won't lose my entire listenership on that.
So have you got a busy December then, or what? I mean, we're approaching... Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because I've got lots on. Like, I still... Oh, hello. Still keep saying to people about comedy, it's like I'm doing other things as well. And that's true. But my kind of heavy diary when I was coming back to it this autumn was November.
Yeah.
And December, not so much. And December's just filled up.
Good.
So I mainly work... You know, I'm working a couple of big gigs at weekends and maybe another one in the week at the moment, which is... It probably isn't as many gigs as the one was doing in the old days, but it's getting much closer to it. It feels roughly the same.
Yes, yeah.
A little bit of staying away, a little bit of 2 gigs in the same place.
Right.
Some talk of Christmas shows.
Right.
You know, and I'm into it.
Good. Well,
particularly now
get some wedge, innit?
Pay for those cocktails.
Yeah.
Might be, if I do another dozen gigs, go back to Skylon. It's funny, talking of going out and various, you know, that kind of stuff. that as a family, we went out on Saturday night for my, just a sort of family birthday. We went to Yum Yum Thai restaurant in St Newington.
Nice, been there before.
Just so funny going with the kids, because that was their original restaurant experience. You know, we've been going there with them since they were really quite tiny.
Yeah.
And they haven't been for years, because it's been, I mean, not only was it closed for lockdown, it was closed for ages. I think that we thought it was gone.
Right.
But I think they were just one of those organisations that just went locked down and didn't unlock again until...
Yes, you know. Until anyway, it's all back.
It was just so interesting for us as a family. It was a real snapshot of how big the children have got. Like they were saying, they're saying, wow, when we were here before, it's like another lifetime, you know, for them.
Yeah, of course.
It felt like such a nostalgia trip, which in turn is a funny thing to have in a fairly vibrant restaurant on a Saturday night. I mean, the thing about Yum Yum N16 is it feels like you're in the West End.
Yeah, it's
all
really
quite
nice.
Shiny in London. And,
yeah.
And lots of, you know, really diverse community and loads of young people having a really good time.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
It's a cool place, yeah.
And anyway, I had a cocktail.
Nice.
I think it was actually, trying to think, I had vodka martinis in three different places on Friday and Saturday. And Yum Yum was the best one.
So you had the weekend off gigs?
Yes.
That's nice to do on your birthday.
Yeah. Again, a couple of years ago.
Wouldn't have done that.
I would not have done that.
Yeah.
In fact, I've spent my birthday, my Christmas tour began just for my birthday.
Yeah.
So I was doing the, not just a gig, but like going around the country doing Christmas shows for audiences who were like, not yet, Rob.
Yeah.
In
it's Christmas.
Birmingham and Scotland. And on another tour, I had a tour show in Telford. Ooh, on my birthday.
Yeah.
Although that night, I did.
That's going to be smart.
I cut the interval and got the last train. So that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm meant to be going to the Isle of Man tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
To do a gig, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got Darlow on Thursday.
Excellent.
And I mean,
can't beat a bit of Darlow. Which gig in Darlow?
And I mean, Oslo. I don't know, just some sort of... Just some gigs.
Is that to do with the famous Darlow-Oslo exchange?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Darlow-Oslo double.
And then Wilmslow.
And then Wilmslow and then Marlow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Ups and downs.
Yeah.
Actually, there's only one of those that isn't posh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love Darlow.
No, it'd be nice to gig in Darlow.
What's the venue?
Do you know what? I just don't know. It's one of those. I just said, yeah, it's near my dad, so I just agreed to do it. See my dad.
Yeah.
And Isle of Man drops you off. Well, it was going to drop you off fairly in the north, but now I'm flying from Liverpool.
Right.
Because the ferry's in a little bit of potential trouble with the weather.
Right.
So it's all a bit of a...
So you're taking the Brian to Douglas.
It's a bit of a pain.
You're taking the Brian to Douglas. Because it's the Brian ferry to Douglas on the Isle of Man.
Can't
and the funny thing is that you could say of Brian and of Douglas that they're both a man. So it's like the Isle.
It's the Isle of Man.
Man. You're welcome.
I haven't been for ages, actually.
Have I been to the Isle of Man? No, I don't think I've ever been.
Yeah, it's a...
How are you doing? We're just going up that steep bit. We're going up the Ginnel, the Wine, the Alley. The Snidget.
No, this is fine.
Snicket.
It's a little bit of a snicket. This is fine. I'm getting a...
Sure.
Yeah, I've got my Chinese massage later today.
Should we go up and down it? Is that a euphemism or is it? That one guy you were talking about.
Yeah. He'll dig in.
No, it's just where your wife massages you with Chinese food. Yeah, you're all right. That's a classic example of me saying, are you all right? How are you feeling?
Does take it out of you?
As I gradually... It's the one place where we come up against the whole talking thing.
Yeah.
Can't think of anywhere else we go on runs where I was catching my breath.
And I'm helping George with this Teach First application. He's sort of decided he wants to be a teacher.
Oh, nice.
And Bonnie wants to be a teacher. So we'll see how long he lasts with it, but yeah, he's applying for Teach First today. So that's quite
the family. You know, the other day I was thinking about my lovely birthday cards and presents from my kids.
Yeah.
And just thinking, I just wanted to reiterate that thing of it. It's so excellent having kids and watching them become who they're going to be.
Yeah.
And I do think people forget that and often, like, just lazily play against it. You know, oh, kids.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's ridiculous because they're so excellent.
No, it's great to see them change and become yeah. who they are. And, yeah. And,
you know, like you say, just George being a not be a teacher. It's, yeah, it's yeah, incredible. Just,
yeah.
Just to parent that, just to be there for that.
Yeah, it's great.
On that, you know, in that moment.
It's great.
Also, what's incredible is that my daughter's finished her mocks and right. a lot of her friends are just starting them. So.
Oh, well, that's good timing.
Yeah, that's good. Well, mate, I don't see a good future for you.
Oh, dear.
It's a very, very big wasp.
Oh, dear.
Really, really stinging the pavement.
Hit hard times.
Kill me. Please kill me. Can't, mate. I'm vegan, isn't it?
Hard times.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming for me!
And then it flew off.
Oh, God.
So a very aggressive, totally...
I didn't think it could fly anymore.
A very aggressive,
me wrong.
Totally alive wasp.
Don't you dare patronise me! I like... I think it's coming for me. Could become a new hashtag. I knew that wasp wasn't going to sting me, though. Do you know why?
Go on, then.
My lucky leaf.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Your protector. So and then running between now and Christmas, what's the sort of...
Well, I say apologies to anyone who expected to see me at Hampstead Heath. I did feel bad about it, but it wasn't really ever going to happen from around Thursday, and particularly after yeah. Friday night. And that's a shame, because I love that park run, but I'll be back. Oh, wow. It's all happening. Look at that.
What, oh, my goodness.
It's a really big bee.
It's a massive bee.
I tell you, I'm not taking any risks with getting near this one after old fly wasp. I will get a photo. The size of you. Oh, my goodness. They're having trouble. I think they're having trouble with the fact that it was really cold and now it isn't.
Yeah.
They've fallen asleep and then woken up. That's a scary
That's a
bee.
Massive, massive
It's
bee.
About the size of a Nissan Micra. I'm allergic to these things.
Oh, my goodness. What's yeah. that? It's a dragon. What's going on? We can't into the vortex.
We won't see anything striking yeah, poisonous yeah, now. Yeah. Get suddenly attacked yeah. by snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've gone into some kind of computer game, Netherworld.
Yeah, so December.
Yeah, so December I running. Didn't go to Parkrun on Saturday. And I'm still making this plan, so all plans are soft. But as... Yeah, keen-eared listeners will know. I've got a place in the Victoria Park 10K on Saturday.
Of course you have, yes, of course.
December 4th.
Yeah.
Which I was really planning and training for, not just planning to turn up at.
No, but you...
But I will now be in Brighton this weekend.
Right.
So what I'm hoping to do, particularly as...
What, in Brighton?
I've just had a training hiatus.
In Brighton again?
Yeah, I'm doing going back to do some Christmas gigs.
All right, okay.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
And, So I think I'll go back to Hove Prom.
Yeah.
Because it gives me one more week to get ready for the 10K.
Yeah.
And also, I had a knockback in my training and health this last week. And I also think, oh yeah, I'll go to Hove and get a great time, but I need to be realistic about that. Because now I'm expecting it to be fast. There might not be paces.
I think it's
I've
still
had a cold.
Well, hopefully...
I'll have to be realistic about it.
Hopefully. Hopefully they'll have got rid of that 20-minute pace of just 20 minutes 15. Get your proper one. Then you can just follow him.
You're never going to forgive that.
20-minute 15, everyone!
Well, I was thinking I should just get stalky because I'm assuming there's no pacers there. But I reckon I can spot... The other people who were next to the 20-minute pace.
Yes, yeah. No, so that'll be perfect. That's
go
perfect
train.
Yeah.
So that's my 10K at the window. But what I want to do, run through, do these wonderful events.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
I'm going to make sure I remind them of that on Twitter.
Yeah.
I want to defer my Victoria Park 10K place to Battersea Park a week later.
Right.
So that is my
plan. Just as fast. Just as flat.
Just not as close to my house.
A little bit inconvenient.
That was the third thing. There's a wasp, a bee, and a fan.
A big old electricity van.
Get a picture. It's coming at me!
Oh, poor little fella. He's not driving anymore. Pick me!
Beep, beep.
What's this COVID-1984?
Oh, yeah, because it's COVID-1984.
Wow.
Yeah.
So deep, these guys.
Well, exactly. It's one of those things that someone thinks they've made a really good point, and they're like, what exactly do you mean? I mean,
It's like the guys watching the Tesco's ad. I think we talked about it. Santa's showing his vaccine status so he can go and deliver the presents. It's just a funny little idea.
Yeah, because of international travel is affected by the global pandemic.
Unless you've lost your mind, and it means that Santa's now an agent of global tyranny.
That voice is perfect. Did you see Piers Corbyn's song?
Oh, God help us. No, I did not. I did not see it. No, I'm not going to give him any airtime.
It really, honestly, I'm going to...
Plank.
Unfortunately, I've got to get it out because it's been bothering me.
Yes.
And I heard about it and didn't see it, and then I saw it.
Him and his
walking
mates.
Walking up the inside of a train, looking at first glance... Like normal people.
Yeah.
Obviously maskless on public transport.
Yeah.
Singing a song, not perturbed by the fact that they weren't doing a chant. They didn't think they were doing a chant, but they were singing a song which they haven't agreed on a melody for or a key.
Yeah, it's... And it's going to annoy you because they can't sing.
That's like a metaphor, though. That sense of, this is fine, this is proper, when it isn't. It's a metaphor for what they're up to. So they're striding up this train, going, wearing a mask is like trying to keep a fart in your trousers. But they're singing it. Wearing a mask is like trying to keep a fart in your trousers. I mean, genuinely... Someone reposted it and said, I'm scared. And that's a really valid response. I think it was
gives Rebellion a bad name.
But the other thing is, the fact it's like the COVID-19 84. What point do you think you made? Yeah. Trying to keep a fart inside your trousers. Sure, you might not have 100% success, but that is the appropriate social choice. What are they saying? You feel a fart coming, you're wasting your time.
Pull your pants down.
Pull your pants down. Well, that's what that means. What the hell are you talking about, you bunch of lunatics?
Good point.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry I made you go through it, but you can see it's really upset me. David Baddiel said, roughly the same thing today on Twitter. And I was like, thank you!
Thank you, David.
It's been bothering me. That's funny. We started out with Madonna's bum, and now we're on Piers Corbyn.
Farting. Uproariously
making
with
this
his pants down in
witty,
the tube.
Empty point.
Jeremy Corbyn, slightly embarrassing brother.
Yeah.
Piers.
Oh, Piers. Again. What have you done?
It's like Succession without the power.
Are you watching the new Succession?
I'm watching it, yes.
See, that's not right. We watched the first episode. I was the only one who loved it. I was surprised at how little the kids cared. And... my wife was like, didn't we know what was going on?
Yeah.
And it wasn't because, it was because she tuned out. But I was like, this is great, I'm watching Richard II.
I really like it, I must say.
But I also have a problem with the fact that, what are we on, series three?
We're on series three, yeah.
And the essential problem does seem to be the same.
Yes.
I do detect a lack of forward motion.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's, at some point they're going to have to succeed. And then it'll be something a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, they can make a sequel to it called Stasis.
Yeah.
And just each episode just racks up the tension of everything being fine.
It's becoming ever more inventive in terms of very rich people being very nasty to each other in a funny way.
Yeah.
I mean, the dialogue's exceptional. But it does return to the same place often.
Yeah.
People vying for
and that brings people's attention. I mean, this is the thing, as somebody who doesn't watch it, it just goes to show how close people have got something when everyone's going, it's Kendall's birthday party.
Yeah.
It's his birthday party. Yeah. What's he going to do? Go on fire?
Well, it's Team Kendall, Team Ronan, Team Shiv, Team Greg, Team Thomas.
Oh my God.
It's all a bit of fun. It's a sign of a very successful show, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, talking of running to Christmas.
Yeah.
Talking of park runs. You wouldn't want to do a park run, would you? Because you'd want to really race.
No, you wouldn't want to do a park run to go and do
a sociable 10K.
I can do a social park run, definitely.
I don't think...
I mean, this week I'm in Oslo, but...
Yeah, the Hackney Marshes park run. Lots of soft surfaces if they're still on the new course.
Yeah.
There's loads of grass
on absolutely. I can see myself doing that before Christmas, certainly.
That might be nice. Right, and if we did this, that would also be a way to keep you off.
It would be really nice,
by racing it.
I'm a long way off contemplating racing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to run long and slow and
I just want to wash and go.
Yeah.
Take two boxes into the shower.
Is that sort of... I was thinking about that the other day, actually, coming back on the plane when I was very drunk.
Yeah.
Just thinking how ultra...
No one knew.
Yeah.
Ah,
just thinking
and
how...
a mask.
Ultra... Ultra competitive I used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't get back there.
It's like you were saying on the anniversary of our 10K in Victoria Park 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was saying, I think that's when you first got injured. And you were like, yeah. And I got this time and I got it by running past the woman saying, get out of the way. Yeah, yeah. That's important.
I'm just not there. I don't know whether I'm ever going to get back there or indeed should.
Well, I think the thing about it is, in running... And as running shows us, in life, there is only forward.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those people who runs the...
Who runs backwards.
New York Marathon backwards. Yeah. Well, keep that up. There's only after now. There is no going back.
No.
So the interesting thing is, and the thing to play for is, and I have some experience in this, is getting fit and finding whatever your run is going to be next.
Yeah.
And you might find that there's this wonderful zen balance where you feel fantastically fit.
Yes.
And you're getting times, they might not compete with anything you've done in the past, but they might be much better than anything you expected of yourself.
Yes.
But you say, you don't go back to feeling so aggressively competitive.
Yeah.
And then you could be really ironic because you can be like one of those runners. You're like, I don't even care as flies past everyone else.
It's that sort of mental change, isn't it? When you're young and fit and healthy and strong, you think, I can't wait to get to the finish line to trash my body to get a really good result. Do you know what I mean? I'm ultra determined to end up with nothing left at all.
It's ultimately the difference, and this is a great conflict in life, and we don't really get to choose which one we're after until we find out, and that's whether you need something or want something.
Yeah.
So you might want fast times again, but you're unlikely to have that deep need.
Yeah, and there's also that thing of, like, as you get older, you line up and your body's... It's more, what will my body let me do?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's more the sort of like the primacy of the body, really. When you're really fit, the mind, it's like, how hard can the mind push me?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you get a bit old and things start falling apart, it's what will my body let me do today? Let's work within that, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is funny because you get into another area, which is my whole kind of, I tricked my mind into going really fast. You know, you're just well trained as someone who considered it. With your front brain, you looked athletic achievement directly in the eye.
Yeah.
Particularly as someone young and strong and growing.
Yeah.
And I can't look anything that directly in the eye in any aspect of my life.
Right.
I like things to happen by accident. You know, the jazzy, clowny, I accidentally got a PBE.
Yes.
Part of life, you know?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the results are the same. It's completely different journeys to the same point. You're trying to get to a point where you put your persona, your ego and your id on a down low while your body does all the work.
Yes,
And like you say, in the end, that's either going to lead to incredible times or just cruising and not caring about those times. Either way, it's about quieting ourselves down. All the while we're looking up at the green man. Gavin Boiter, you know, a guest from the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He knows all the facts about this bit. And he was saying that someone was starting an art trail. And that was the only piece of art that ever got commissioned. And that's why it's here. So
it's nice to see lots of people running this morning, isn't it?
It's
beautiful weather for it. I've got some PBs.
We have. I do think that people running, the people who aren't running, are slightly before, it feels like the old days in terms of there's a whiff of disapproval. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm just being paranoid. I think we've taken a couple of fierce looks. But I think people
aren't, and
I also think, I don't think that's disapproval. I think it's fear. So people are like, oh.
Yeah. That's the thing. It doesn't take much for, because we were chatting about this when we were away. It's just like, it feels like we've been living with COVID for like 5 years. It was only last March that it came through.
That's right.
Do you know, and people are still reverberating from that initial fear rush. Do you know what I mean?
We've got the kind of societal PTSD on
I think we have, And so a whiff of Omicron comes out, and some people...
Omicron.
We'll go really scared and some won't. And it's just, yeah, but we still, we've yet to really have the conversation about it, really. Properly, you know.
I have got PBs, and do you know what? I've made sure that I didn't lose them.
What was that thing with the beds then?
Oh, yeah. So last time we did this, I said, Steve, play the music. And listeners will know that Steve said,
no, I'm not going
to. Sorry, I haven't got it. I can't do it. And I was like, oh, Steve, what have you done? And
Steve.
I had a look. And,
Steve.
No, it wasn't Steve's fault at all. The tune, the variation on the theme tune I did for the PBs, it's corrupt. It's gone. It's,
oh
I can play it on my iPad, but it plays it at the same time as another song. It goes... It's like a horrific cheese dream.
Welcome to chaos.
So, yeah, if you can play the sound of a horrific cheese... No, don't, Steve. Okay. Tell you what, I'll do it live. Peas. 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 So, yeah, let's look at these. We've got Liam McIntyre. I actually don't know if this is a PB, because he didn't say. But Liam, who you might remember, did London Marathon in 3 hours and 32 minutes.
Yes, friend of the show. Got I'll be in touch soon to get the bag off
him. Second place in the Hampton Court 10K.
Well played, mate.
In 34 minutes.
Great to get second place.
So
great
it's
to compete
certainly
like
worth
that.
I think, it, well, let's assume it's a PB.
To get on the podium.
Well done, Liam.
Podium Liam. Amanda Towers, a Rother Valley Park run. First, sub 25 minutes. 5 kilometres.
Yeah, we
that
don't
is
know,
a PB.
We don't
well
know how
done,
far
Amanda.
Under that 25 you went, but whatever it was, exactly what he said. Anne-Marie Seymour, Coxie Apple on Twitter, did the that was a 10K as well. PB of 44 minutes and 38 seconds and came seventh in her age category.
And she did it on a diet of red wine and roast chicken?
No, that was afterwards. That was, went home and had red wine and roast chicken. So 44-38. Well, that was really good. It's like a radio play.
Right, let's have a look at this one.
Yeah,
This is Adrian Jarvis. Well done. Florence Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Sub 4 hours. A 12-minute PB. 3 hours, 58 and 42 seconds. Well done, Adrian.
Yeah, what's Italian for Arruga?
Arruga. Arruga.
That is fantastic.
Well
and
done,
also,
mate. Well played. Well played.
Get well done. And well done you. Florence.
Kate Hebden. 10 kilometre PB at Wimslow 11 years after the last. That gives us all hope, doesn't it? That's
really
amazing.
Does.
Love
it's
to know about the journey in between. 45 minutes and 6 seconds. Well done, Kate.
She said you can get faster as you get older,
you
but I
do.
Should point out, Paul, she's still significantly younger than us.
Yeah.
There's another one here on the other side. This is Mark. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm not quite sure whether your surname is Lang or not, but let's say Mark Lang. It's definitely Mark. And this was Worthing Park Run, not this Saturday, but Saturday before, when I was just down the road in Hove.
Well done.
And Worthing Park Run, PB, 23 minutes, 42 seconds. And also, Mark, wanted a shout-out for the Crawley Run Crew.
Crawley Run Crew, nice one. 23:42, well played, Mark. Set the dogs off.
Oh, and yeah, Paul, Christina in Oslo, whose birthday is this Saturday, says if you are in Oslo, get down to the Toyen Park Run. That's with a line through the O.
Okay.
And it starts at 9:30, not 9, because it's a northern park run. And a nice gentle park run. It's Christina's birthday.
It would be great.
They'd love to see you.
The only problem with that, Christina, is that we're not setting off till Saturday morning.
It's just excuses.
Excuses.
So actually, as you run off, Christina,
because we're not on holiday, it's a work trip. We're in and out. We're leaving very early Sunday morning.
It's going to be in first class. Going, it's a work trip. I was on this plane last week.
More fish. More fish and vodka.
I don't know if you recognise my close personal friend, Michael McIntyre.
Well, it's actually a mix. It's a mixed bill. There's a few comments coming. Oh, Walsh is going. Dara O'Brien, Nathan Caton, and Susie Ruffle as well. And McIntyre's hosting, so it should be good fun.
Yeah, I think that journey home from that could be a real mess.
Yeah.
If you go.
If it happens.
And then, so Darlow Oslo, Wilmslow Marlow.
Yeah. And then Bilbao.
Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins. Happy Christmas.
Running commentary
with Paul Tompkins. concerned and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.